Rupa,
Rupa,
Matra,
Matra,
Vikurvana,
Vikurvana,
Tejaso,
Tejaso,
Daiva,
Daiva,
Jodita,
Jodita,
Rasamatram,
Rasamatram,
Abhut,
Abhut,
Tasma,
Tasma,
Ambho,
Ambho,
Jifa,
Jifa,
Rasagraha,
Rasagraha,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Vikurvana,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Rupa Matra Vikurvana,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Tejaso Daiva Chodita,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Rasamatram Abhutasma,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Ambho Jihva Rasagraha,
Rupa Matra,
Rupa Matra,
which evolves from the subtle element form.
Which evolves from the subtle element form.
Vikurvana,
Vikurvana,
undergoing transformation.
Undergoing transformation.
Tejasaha,
Tejasaha,
from fire.
From fire.
Daiva Chodita,
Daiva Chodita,
under a superior arrangement.
Under a superior arrangement.
Rasamatram,
Rasamatram,
the subtle element taste.
The subtle element taste.
Abhut,
Abhut,
became manifested.
Became manifested.
Tasmat,
Tasmat,
from that,
from
that.
Amha, Amha,
water,
water.
Jihva,
Jihva,
the sense of taste,
the sense of taste.
Rasagraha,
Rasagraha,
which perceive taste,
which perceive taste.
By the interaction of fire and the visual sensation, the subtle element taste evolves under a superior arrangement. From taste, water is produced, and the tongue, which perceives taste, is also manifested.
Rupa matra vikurvana tejaso daiva chodita rasamatram abhut tasmat ambho jivha rasagraha. How water is manufactured? That is explained here. The modern scientists, they speak of manufacturing water by combination of two gases, hydrogen, oxygen. Maybe true to a certain extent, but from Vedic literature we understand that by the interaction of form and touch through the agency of fire, maybe there is perspiration, just like when our body becomes too much heated, there is perspiration, the water comes out. Similarly, the same process we get the water, ambho. And as soon as there is water, there is jivha, the sense of touch, rasagraha, which can taste. Jivha is meant for tasting. So this is the we are physical manifestation of different ways. But on the background, there is Daiva Chodita. Everything is coming into existence on account of superior management or superior impairing. That is the main proposition, that maya dhakshena prakriti, these things, we physical transformation, different ways, we experience, that is the phenomenal world, but these things are taking place not automatically, but daiva chodi, by superior intervention, impelled by the superior personality of Godhead. So as we explained last time, every action and reaction is being completed by the superior person, Krishna, but he has got so multi energies that he does not require, just like we have to see so many things personally. Just like in this management of our institution, sometimes we have to take personal care how this is being managed, because we have to see there may not be any discrepancies in the service of the Lord. That is our duty. But entirely, if we depend on Krishna, things will go on. But we have to depend in that way. He has got such fine machinery. The first thing is that he is seated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. So he can give instruction to perform the respective duties, but provided there is another thing, personal consideration. The chance is given to the personal living being to take this chance, but not misuse your little independence. Chance is given everyone. And Krishna's another business is, he does not interfere with the little independence given to the living being. So he must voluntarily surrender his little independence. Krishna does not force. Krishna desires, he orders that you do this. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. But he does not interfere with the little independence. That is Krishna's mercy. How he can do that? Krishna is not like us, that I give you something and again I ask you to return it. No. Whatever Krishna has given to us, that is permanent. So he has given us little independence. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is fully independent. He does not depend on anyone. But although we have got independence to a certain extent, but under the control of Maya, in the spiritual life, there is also Maya. That is called Yoga Maya. And in the material life, there is also Maya. That is called Mahamaya, Durga. So, we being very little, that's why small children, he is given either to the mother for taking care or to the nurse for taking care. The little child must be taken care of, either by the mother or an appointed nurse, maid servant. Similarly, we being very teeny, small, fragmental, atomic part and parcel of Krishna, although we have got all the ingredients of Krishna, still we require protection. Just like the child and the father, the child possesses all the chemical composition of the father's body. Even if the father is diseased, the child inherits the disease also. This is a fact. Similarly, we have got all the ingredients or qualities of God in us. But in many, very, very small fragmental portions. Therefore, although you have got Krishna's qualities, still we sometimes fall down because it's very, very minute, fragmental. There is chance of being covered by something else. So, we require protection. That one, mahatmanustumang prartha dvaivi pakiti masi. The Mahatma, they are also given protection by Devi Prakriti, Krishna's Maya. Therefore, we chant Hare Krishna, not alone Krishna. Hara is Krishna's energy. So we first of all take the shelter of Krishna's energy, Devi Maya, Radharani. In Vrindavan, they chant Radha Krishna, Jai Radhe, the general addressing is Radhi, like that. So, to take shelter of the Daivi Maya, Mahatmanasumang Prartha Daivi Prakriti Mas. If we take shelter of the Daivi Maya, Radharani, then she will give us intelligence in such a way that we can take shelter of Krishna perfectly. The Daivi Maya Ashrita, as soon as we become under the shelter of Daivi Maya, then our business becomes Bhajanti Ananya Manasu, simply serving Krishna, no other business. And in the material world, so long we are under the protection of Mahamaya, we have got many things to serve. Bahu Shakha Anantasta Daivi. Buddhi abhyavashayana. When we are under the care of Daivi Maya, then our only business is to serve Krishna. That is our original constitutional position, Krishna Das. As we have several times given this example, the part and parcel of my body, the finger, it is always serving the whole body according to the order. Similarly, as part and parcel of God, Krishna, our only business is to serve Him. Whatever you have got in possession, now it is explained by Kapildev how things are developing. Everything this evening we are discussing, here it is said that jiva, ambho, they are coming out by interaction of touch sensation, the fire. In this way, everything is emanating. Janmadasya jataha, the original source is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. This is the real science. Everything is coming from Him. So whatever we possess, the physical transformation, the gross body and the subtle mind, intelligence, everything is produced from the original source, Krishna. So same thing, when it is utilized by clear understanding that everything is emanation from Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. So let us utilize it for Krishna's service. Then we are situated in the Devi Maya. Mahatmanasthamang Pratha Devi Prakriti Mas. This is Devi Prakriti. And the result is Bhajanti Ananya Manuso. Without any deviation, they are engaged, the devotees are engaged in Krishna's service. That is the perfection of life. And in this life, so long in we are in material condition, we are practicing how to be engaged in Krishna's service 24 hours. And when it is perfection, tato-tato-gyatva, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that bhaktyamam-abhijana, if you want to understand Krishna, or if anyone wants to understand Krishna perfectly, tat-tata, in truth, then he has to understand it through bhakti, not any other process. Although there are many other processes, different ways. Some so-called philosophers, they say that we can adopt any process, it leads to the same goal. That's all right. Provided you make progress, then it leads to the same goal. But if you become stuck up with the process only, you do not make progress, then it does not lead to the same goal. Just like one staircase going to the fourth floor. So you cross, say, 25 stairs, you are in a certain position. If you cross 50 steps, you are in a certain position. If you cross 60 steps, in this way, the final may be 100 steps. So unless you go to the 100th step, the final position is not attained, although it is leading to the same goal. Therefore, we have to make progress. From karmakanda, we have to learn what is the actual position of karmakanda, why you are engaged in karmakanda. That is called jnana. Then coming to the jnana-kanda, then you come to the upasana-kanda. Then upasana-kanda, when you reach the highest, topmost upasana, upasana-nam sarvesham, Vishnu-aradhanam param. When you become Vishnu, when you worship Krishna, Vishnu, that is the perfectional stage. So, mamo-vartmanu-vartante, manushya partha sarvas. Everyone is going to the same goal, but he has to make further progress. Don't think by karmakanda we have come to the final stage, or by jnanakanda we have come to the final stage, or by upasana kanda, by worshipping demigods, we have come to the final stage. No. The final stage, you can come directly by bhakti, the topmost upasana. Therefore, Krishna says directly, bhaktyamamabhijanati javanjaschami tattva. So, bhakti process is sravanam, beginning. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu. So, you have to hear these subject matters described in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we'll understand how Krishna is conducting this phenomenal world. That you have to learn by hearing why this Bhagavatam is there. For jat vaishnavanam priya, the Vaishnav will enjoy, will learn from Srimad Bhagavatam how Krishna is working in everything. That will enlighten the devotee that how Krishna is great by his different energies, how he is working in every field of activities. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He is present here, Krishna. He has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Everything is ready, either automatically or in order to accept service from the devotee. He is assuming that I am dependent on you. If you dress me, then I can be dressed. But actually that is not the fact. He is dressing himself by giving you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadami tam jinamam upajantite. Those who desire, desirous to serve him, then Krishna gives him intelligence, how to serve him. He does not depend on your service. He is quite self-sufficient. But he assumes that I am a statue of stone. I cannot dress myself. Please dress me. This is Krishna's mercy, to give you chance. He does not depend on you. Natasakar, there are many energies. Krishna is worshipped by many, many goddesses of course. Lakshmi sahasya sata samrama sevamanam. So he doesn't require our service. But he agrees. He's so kind that he agrees to come here to accept our service. Therefore we must be very careful that Krishna has kindly consented to come here to accept our service. Now we may not do something which is not satisfactory to him. That is devotion, that is Krishna consciousness. Always awful veneration. Don't think that here is a statue, here is Krishna. So Krishna is ready to accept our service in so many ways. Either if you cannot establish deity, then you simply hear about him. That is the most important thing. We do not require to establish temple everywhere. If there is possible to establish temple and serve Krishna properly according to the regulation mentioned in the Shastras or instructed by the spiritual master, that is called vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti means discharging devotional service under regulative principles. So without vidhi bhakti, you cannot jump to the raga bhakti. Raga bhakti is spontaneous. That does not require any regulative principles. Out of love, out of feeling, anyone wants to serve Krishna. That is gopis. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they did not undergo any regulative principle. But spontaneously, they are always ready to serve God, Krishna. That is called raga bhakti. A mother, as soon as there is child, baby, he takes care. She takes care. Although she does not go to a school, how to take care of a child, but automatically. Automatically she takes care. Similarly, this automatically serving Krishna, that is called raga bhakti. That is reached by vidhi bhakti, by practicing. Just like formerly there was marriage, child marriage, a small boy, a small girl, but simply by association, the girl understands how to serve the husband and the servant also understands how to give protection to the wife, and mostly the life was very pleasing, happy. From the very beginning, She knows here is my husband, and he knows here is my wife. At least we have seen in our India. There is no question of separation. There is no question of divorce. The love is there from the very beginning. The propensity was there, and immediately the object of love is there. A girl has got husband has got a wife. So the love continues spontaneously. So from the very beginning of our life, we should try to understand Krishna consciousness, love Krishna. Then automatically it becomes manifest. That is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. Kumaro acharit praga dharman bhagavatani. Kumaro means up to 10th year, 5 to 10th year. According to somebody, up to 15th year. Anyway, during this period of life, one should learn how to develop this devotional cult. Dharman Bhagavatam. Dharma means the laws and the instruction given by God. Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. And when that is actually executed directly between transaction between God and the devotee, that is real dharma. Dharmana Bhagavatam. There are different types of dharmas, but real dharma is Bhagavad dharma. What we learn from Srimad Bhagavatam to deal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. That is called Bhagavatam. So children should be instructed from the very beginning of their life this Bhagavatam dharma. We are attempting to do that in our Krishna consciousness movement. We have got an institution, Gurukul, at Dallas, Texas. And they are learning very nicely, just like this child, from the very beginning, he is learning Bhagavatam dharma. He is offering obeisances, he is chanting, he is dancing, he is offering a flower to the spiritual master, and he is offering to the Vaishnavas. In his childish way, while playing, he is becoming accustomed to dharman Bhagavatam. This is really bias, human civilization, from the very beginning of life. Because if we want, we can learn like cats and dogs, jumping and eating and sleeping and mating. No, that is not the business of the human life. Prahlad Maharaj therefore says, Kumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavataniha. Why Bhagavad Dharma so important that I have to learn from the beginning of my life? Na durlabam manusam janma tadapi adhurvam arthadam. This human life is very rarely obtained. Durlabam. Dur means very difficult. After many, many births, Bhunam Janmanam Ante. This human form, after evolution we have got, durlabha, with great difficulty we have got it. That why it is important that it is arthadam. Arthadam, artha means meaningful or riches or something, wealth. Arthadam, you can achieve arthadam. So arthadam, although adhurvam, you can say what is the difference between human life and dog's life. They are all temporary. Why you are giving so much stress on human life? the same business, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. So why you are giving more importance to the human life? Then orthadam yadyapi adhruvam, non-permanent, it is orthadam. Orthadam means to achieve the goal of your life. So we should not misuse it. We should teach our children to become Bhagavatam, person Bhagavatam, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are teaching from the very beginning Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and they are learning. That is the way. If you simply learn Srimad Bhagavatam, you get so much knowledge how things are developing, how tongue is developing, how the taste is developing, how touch is developing, how fire is working, how heat is working, from the interaction of heat and touch, how things are developing. Everything is explained there, physical and spiritual, everything is there. So this is Bhagavad Dharma, to study Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully. Everything, every knowledge is there. Kimbapari Ishar. There is no need of reading any other book. Kimbapari, in the beginning it is said. Why? Shuddha Ridhi Avaruddhate Ishar. The perfection of life is to understand God. So by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuddha, immediately, Ridhi Avaruddhate Ishara, the Supreme Personality Godhead, by simply reading Bhagavatam, he is already there, but immediately he is realized. That is perfection of life. So, Bhagavat is so powerful that Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. We have to read Srimad Bhagavatam daily and 24 hours. That is the injunction. Nittang. Nittang means always. So our members especially, I mean to say those who are inmates, they, and those who are becoming members, ordinary member or patron member, we are giving them book. Please read them carefully. Don't take books that I am member, it is my duty to take books and keep it in the almara. No. Read it thoroughly, Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. By regular reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, then our this material contamination becomes vanquished. Nasta prayasu. Nasta prayasu avadrishu. Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. As soon as it begins to diminish, then it will diminish finally. And then you will be situated in your pure, original, constitutional position, Krishna consciousness, bhakti-yogata. Evaṁ prasanna-manaso bhagavad-bhakti-yogata. By cleansing the heart, we become prasanna-mano, very jubilant, bhagavad-bhakti-yogata. Therefore, this bhagavad-dharma should be practiced from the very beginning of life, and it should be studied. You have got so many books. One can read whatever already you have got books. One can read for 50 years continually and get new enlightenment one after another. So, Bhagavat means the complete knowledge. Bhagavat from Bhagavan. It is called Bhagavat. From Bhagavat Sabda, it is called Bhagavat. So in the association of Bhagavat, devotees, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Sajatiya Snigdhasa. Sajatiya, when people thinking in the same way. So that means devotees who are interested in Bhagavad Bhakti, to understand Bhagavan, they should read Srimad Bhagavatam in the association We should have regular classes, just as school and colleges, 8 hours, 6 hours. Be engaged always in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing amongst yourself, then you will make progress. Otherwise, if you take it as an official routine work, you should take as routine work, but with consciousness that you have to learn something. Not simply attending the class, but to learn something. In this way, make your life successful, because after all, everything is being done Deva-chodita, impelled by the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person is behind everything. So, in the association of devotees, if we read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, then our material contamination will be dissolved and our spiritual consciousness will come out, and that will make our life successful. Thank you very much.